keep learning. And as you learn, that passion will continue to grow. People will see that passion and they'll just be drawn to it too.
Welcome to the Hey Mama podcast. We're your hosts, Tessa and Shayna. We are sisters, mothers, and doulas, and are passionate about living an intentional life and all things motherhood. This podcast exists to create community as we learn how to delight in motherhood together.
Join us weekly as we chat with women about anything and everything from non-toxic living to women's health to feeding our families and our favorite topic of all, birth. We are so glad you're here.
Please keep in mind, the views of our guests may not necessarily reflect our own and vice versa.
This is not medical advice. We always encourage you to do your own research and make an informed decision. Let's get to it. Well, hello and welcome to the Hey Mama podcast. We are so glad you guys are here. We have a really exciting guest, a really fun conversation, and we're really looking forward to it. How many times can I say really? That was amazing. Five times. Anyways, before we get into that, Tessa, how was your week? How was your day? How was your morning? How are you feeling?
Everything's pretty good. You know, I was talking to my dad this morning, and our dad, sorry.
It's only her dad.
And he was like, how you feeling, honey? And I was like, you know, I just feel I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I feel pregnant, but I feel pretty good. And I'm not like, every day isn't like judging through. So I'm grateful for that. And just, you know, having the toddler just keeps me on my toes and all the things. But yeah, how about you? How was your week?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was great. I have nothing else to say about it except for that.
River's just growing and eating. And
she is. Sometimes she's eating. We're good.
It's okay. We have two very opposite children. Yes. One who wants to eat every hour and a half. Nonstop, never is satisfied. And then her daughter who might just
eat fruit all day long. That's all she wants to eat. Berries, banana, banana, sees it, obsessed with it, will disregard everything else on her plate except for that nana.
And then there's Sage, my son, who just asked for steak. So it's fine. You know, there's sweet differences. But today we are so excited. We have Chantel on and we get to talk to her all about just kind of her business and her motherhood and just journey through life. But I actually was able to meet her through working with her sweet, sweet son in speech therapy a couple years ago. And it's just been a sweet journey just to kind of see her life, especially through Instagram, but just kind of progress and change and her business grow. So we are so excited to have her on today. And if you would introduce yourself, we would love that.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. First of all, I'm excited to be here and to see you because it's been too long. And we really had my son, Calvin. I was telling her just a little bit sooner. We just found a picture of her and Calvin. So it's great to see. And it's good to see you as you're growing too. So, but anyways, I'm Chantel. I am from Santa Clarita. I've been married to my husband for 13 years. We have three kids, Jackson, who's 7, Calvin, who is 5, going into kindergarten soon. And Charlotte, who's about to turn 4. And I am a professional organizer and just kind of recently started dabbling in the content creation world. And I just call myself like a bus. I just bus my kids around. I take them to school. I pick them up from school. I take them to practice. And then I work in between. So it's really been, this is a really sweet part in our life. We're enjoying the ages that our kids are at and the time we have together. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Amazing. Well, thank you. It's a perfect synopsis of you, I think. And yeah, you're a bus, but you're the minivan. You're just a driver, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just a driver.
I remember you telling me like at one point being like, minivans are so good. Like they're so good. And I was like, nah, I can't get behind it. And you're like, no, it's like, look at like all, you had all three of them.
The door automatically opens. Yeah. You're not worried about them like hitting the car next to you.
Exactly. I was like, the people who are minivan like people, like they convince you, like truly our friend has one daughter and she's pregnant with her second. And she's like, I can't wait to get my minivan. And we're like, girl, you are not a minivan girl. She like drives like a little sedan, like pretty sedan right now. And she's like, I can't wait, you guys. Like, you guys don't even know. And we're like, Shane is over here. Like, you know, we both drive like SUVs kind of things, but we don't have three kids.
You don't know.
We actually don't know. Exactly. I was going to say, and that trunk space, whew,
It is nice. And they're comfortable. Like, yeah. We will rent a minivan anytime we go somewhere. Because it is so comfortable.
It is.
I just won't drive it. Anyways, we love that you're a minivan mom. It's amazing. You're convincing everyone else. Oh.
Well, we thought it would be so cool to have you on and just hear a little bit more, just because you're someone who, A, you know, just a mother, and you're walking through this life. You have three kiddos. You're already way ahead of us, obviously, which is so neat to see. But just kind of someone who really has curated her home and her space around her family, which is so beautiful, but just with organization and authenticity and motherhood and business. So we just thought, with all those things that you kind of encompass, it would be nice to have you come and share your story a little bit. And first, if you would tell us like a little bit about your motherhood journey and having the 1 through 3, 2 boys and 1 girl.
Yes.
You finished with your princess. So
I did. I finished with my princess. It's almost like we planned it that way.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm happy to. So as I mentioned before, my kids right now are 7, 5, and almost 4. So we have them really close together. Yes. It wasn't necessarily planned, and it rocked my world. Okay. It absolutely rocked my world. I went from working like full time to being a mom, and my kids, for whatever reason, they would not take a bottle. So my kids were like exclusively nursing, and I couldn't go anywhere outside of like the 2 to 3 hour window after they fed. So I was home. I was focusing on their little lives and getting them food and changing their diapers and everything that they needed. Mm-hmm. And it was a really rough couple of years. Although anyone that's a mom will know, like, we love our kids. We enjoy every single moment that, you know, we have them. But it's hard being a stay-at-home mom and feeling like you lose a little bit of yourself. And you're caring for these little humans. You're raising them. You're in charge of their life. And so yourself and all of your needs are going to come a little bit, you know, next. And so I'm really enjoying this phase of my life with my husband, where our kids are a little older. There is light at the end of the tunnel for all those mamas with really young ones at home. It does get easier in different ways. So mm-hmm. we're able to have a little bit more freedom, and I enjoy our kids being as close as they are together now more than I did so when they were younger. Their friendships, their relationships, I love seeing their personalities develop and the things that they're passionate about. And, I just had a really good, I didn't even mean to talk about this, but experience with my son, Calvin, this morning, who was having a really rough time at home and before he went to school. And so instead of taking him to school, I took him to breakfast. I was able to share with him like the gospel of grace and how even though, you know, we have rough mornings at home, we have things that we do wrong. Mommy still loves you, and mommy will still be happy to treat you to a fun breakfast with mommy, even though you don't necessarily probably deserve it. But this is how the Lord gives us grace, right? We don't deserve it. Anyways, it was a great chance to share the gospel. So I love this age, and I love that I'm able to be home with them, even though I am working, but I'm still able to be home with them and have those moments. So
so sweet. So sweet. So sweet. Thank you for sharing that. I love that. And you probably, that probably made his week just to have breakfast time with mama and be like a big boy. Just go out.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. He's so sweet. Well, tell us a little bit too with that. And I love just kind of your example of like, yeah, you had them close together, and it's just that seasonal, right, that we all are going through, and I'll be there soon, right? Of just like having kiddos close together, and it's beautiful. I feel like we hear that a lot recently. Just like, it's so sweet as they like start to like play and they're like friends, and then they're like are each other's best buds. And I know my mom always said that about us, because all of us are about 2 years apart until like the last two. There's a little bit of a gap, but it's just so sweet because it's like, yeah, we get to be good friends, and you just get to have each other. And it's so sweet to just have that built in into the family like system. So
yeah,
I love it. I love it too.
It's very special.
Mm-hmm. But tell us a little bit too, just how did you fall into this world of organization? Is it something that was really big in your home, like growing up? And again, maybe tell our audience a little bit about you with that, just because we haven't really introduced that aspect.
Yeah, sure. No, I would love to. So my mom was always pretty routine oriented as a kid. We definitely had a semblance of organization in our home, because she was always, you know, having to move us from one thing to the next. And she was very organized in that way. But I would say that when I got married, my husband was definitely more organized than me, 100%. Mm. He used to call me, what did he call it? Like a hurricane or a tornado. I can't remember which one it was. It's like, I knew exactly where you were because the cupboard would be open, toothpaste would be out, like all of that stuff. And so it wasn't until I had Jackson, and my first son in 2015 that I started really like appreciating organization. This was a little bit before social media was a really big thing. And, you know, the Home Edit, who's a really popular like organization company, was a thing. And so in 2019, so a little backstory about me, my husband has had two kidney transplants. Wow. So when he was in the process of his second one, we were in Arizona for 6 weeks and I had Charlotte, who was like a couple months old at the time. And we needed to drop him off for appointments at the hospital. And then we couldn't necessarily go in with him. So I would kind of like take her on little trips around. So we just walked into the Container Store one day. It was really close to the hospital. And I walked in and I was like, oh, this place is amazing. I love it here. I love everything about this. My mind starts going crazy of things I can start implementing into my home. I buy this book, which is by the girls from the Home Edit. Again, like I mentioned, a really popular organizing company. And Jared and I start talking about it and I'm like, hey, I think I might like to do this. Like, I don't know what it would look like, but this seems like it would be something really fun. We pray about it. And then at like the very end of 2019, beginning of 2020, I launched Simply Organized Company. I think it was Simply Organized by Chantel at the time. And just, decided that I wanted to kind of document me doing things around my home, my kids' closets, our refrigerator, our pantry, drawers, and just kind of see like what the interest was out there. And then once I started doing this in my home, I realized like how much of a blessing it was for my family, for my husband to see, to have organization, to know like where things go, and so that I knew where things go and I would put them back. And then for my kids, just to have routines, and not necessarily routines, but structure in place, so that we would have toys and we would do toy rotations, but we would, you know, put them back when we were done and they had a specific spot they were put back. Not too crazy, not like super, like you can't play with toys, but there's organization within it. You can play with this, but when you're done, this is where it goes. And that even as young of an age as my kids were, they understood that. So I just kind of adopted it, into my family and made it a priority for us. And I really see the benefits in our family. And now it's fun to be able to kind of just bring that into other people's homes too.
Yeah. That's so cool. So you started it in 2019, where you were, when you began, were you just thinking like, oh, I'm just going to do this kind of for my family, and then people might be inspired by me and they go and do it on their own? Or was your hope of like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to see what the interest is, and then we can kind of see what would happen from there, of like, maybe a friend would ask me, and then maybe that friend would refer me to another friend? Like, how did you kind of get to Simply Organized where it is today, which is incredible and has a major influence? Like, it's amazing that we've seen on Instagram. So how did you get to that point?
So when I started in my home documenting it, I might have not made that clear. I did it kind of like on my personal page. Okay. And then a little bit later, I started Simply Organized its own Instagram. And at that point I was like, okay, I've seen the benefits here. I want to do this for other people. So then I started Simply Organized Instagram and I just kind of put it out there. I would talk on stories, which was so if you guys knew me before, I was like the biggest introvert. I just can't even believe that. I just wasn't comfortable enough doing it at first. And so, but yes, so I was hoping that people would see that and then would ask to hire me. So my mom was my first client. She let me do her, what did I do for my mom? I think I did her playroom closet. So like she called it Mimi's closet because my kids call her Mimi. And so we did that. And then I did something for my sister, and my sister is a wonderful photographer. So she would take pictures and I built up like a portfolio. And then I started doing things for friends, just at cost, so that I could kind of get my feet wet, understand what I was doing, get to know the products. and just how organization worked and kind of what I wanted my style to be. And then I opened it up to other people hoping that they would hire me, and they did, and they told their friends, and now we're a team of women who most of us are moms. We're all married and we have a great time.
That is so cool. So, and you're building that community, like you brought together yes. other moms, and that's so beautiful of working within a space that knows what it's like, oh, my child is up all night long. Like I might not be on my, you know, A game today or whatever it is. Like you guys can kind of yes. lean on one another. And that's so beautiful and so unique. Like that doesn't happen a lot, I wouldn't yeah. say. I love that.
And it truly, yeah, just a truly all just female company of moms.
So
that's so cool.
And Mary, yes, Mary, it didn't Mary like intentionally start out that way, but it made it's that way now. And I love it. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah, that's so neat. Were they like friends that you knew had a knack for this as well? Or was it just randomly on your Instagram as you were growing, they were like, hey, like you asked for help and then people just started responding and it kind of grew organically that way?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. The second one that you said. So,
so cool.
I just had people reaching out like, hey, this might be interesting. Or I, you know, had a girl from like a local church that reached out. She started working for me and then reached out to someone else in her church and was like, this might be fun. Let's do it together. And it's developed into a really cool team.
That is amazing. And I'm guessing you love doing it still, even after these years. Is it still like just something that it's a joy and a passion and exciting every
it
day
is.
You
it's
get
a-
to do?
It's a true joy, and people think that we're really weird, that we enjoy not going through people's stuff, but helping them organize their stuff, because a lot of times it's not stuff that, you know, people love to do, but the Lord gifts us in different ways, and we love yeah. to clear clutter and help give people a little bit of peace back in their homes.
I was going to say, it's not something too we talked about at all, but I feel like you probably will have a good example of it. What would be one of like a more challenging closets, pantries, refrigerators, I don't know, hidden drawers, whatever that you've had to deal with that like was like, ooh, I actually don't know how I will do it. But and then like just had a redemption story with it. Do you have one you can think of?
I'm trying to think of one with a redemption story. usually the harder projects are ones when people have a hard time letting go of their stuff. Most of the time when people call us, it's because they have too much stuff and they don't quite know how to sort through okay. what to get rid of. And part of what we do is help them understand, like, you brought this into your home. Do you still love it? Would you still use it today? And if the answer is no, then, you know, let's donate it. Somebody else is going to appreciate it. And sometimes that can be really hard for people. Now, I always want to say there's a place for sentimental items. I don't ever want to, you know, force somebody to get rid of something that's like their grandma's china or something that's really important to them. But right. A lot of times I just want to make sure people are protecting what they're bringing into their homes and keeping in their homes, because that helps clear the clutter of your mind. It makes everyday life easier. And always, 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 I've never had somebody say like, I wish I wouldn't have decluttered. So to bring it back around to the redemption story, even though it's hard for them to kind of like get there and get over that hump, sometimes we need to take a break, have lunch and come back. But they're always so glad when it's done and they don't miss it.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to backtrack a little bit. So you started your company literally in the middle of COVID, right? Is that like when you like officially, so how did that play out? And then also your daughter was, excuse me, she was a year at that time. Is that right? So you had young children. Oh, sorry.
No. You're right. I was trying to think in my head how old she was.
Yeah. And so you had young children and you were coming off, or you're still in that postpartum season. And then you're starting a business in the middle of a lockdown that lasted for 2 years.
Two weeks to stop the spread.
Yeah, not 2 weeks. Yeah. So how did that flow? How did that fit into your guys' rhythm where maybe if your child was in school, then Jackson wasn't going to school anymore, and all those things that played a part, but while you were also trying to build up something that you had a passion for and was maybe bringing you peace or calm in the midst of it, how did that all work out? And that question probably doesn't make sense, so I apologize, but hopefully you get what I'm asking.
No, that's okay. Are you kind of just asking like how we got through COVID, like as a family and with the business starting?
Yes.
So a little bit after I had my daughter, when she was, like you said, kind of about a year, I started really struggling with some severe anxiety. I have a little bit of vertigo, and throughout the pandemic with everything shutting down, like that turned into a major depression for me. Mm-hmm. And so if I can just be really honest with you guys, I was spiraling. I was stuck, probably how a lot of people were feeling. Mm-hmm. And I just, I wasn't handling it very well. So that depression got really deep and dark for me. I was to the point where I was just like, I don't want to be here. Like I'm tired. Mm-hmm. Sleeping was easier to me than doing anything. I could barely get out of bed. Mm-hmm. Although I loved my kids and my husband and I loved our life, I didn't understand like why I was feeling the way that I was feeling. So to kind of answer your question a little bit, I was struggling. And one of the things that helped me get out of that, well, there's two things that helped me get out of that. One of them was this company. I was able to step outside of myself and do something that I felt was helping other people. And it got me out of the house. It got me out of that headspace. It distracted me enough to focus, to do something with my hands that I felt, gave me a little lift in my energy. It gave me something to do, to look forward to. Mm-hmm. And then also, sorry if you can hear our neighbors gardening outside. I hope you guys can still hear me, but, also during that time, I started going to a therapist, and that therapist, after a year of, you know, counseling me and helping me kind of try to deal with it, we together decided it was best that I go on medication. And so I started that medication. It took a couple months to kick in, but when it did, I just, I felt so much better. I felt like there was joy again, that there was, I could actually feel like I could get out of bed. I didn't have to take a nap every day. I just had more energy to be with my kids, to be, you know, be with my husband, be a better wife, be a better mom, be a better business owner. All of the things. So to kind of answer your COVID question, it was really hard for me. I don't know that I would be like a model citizen of how I walked through it, but there was some things that definitely helped me get out of that, which was, you know, starting the business and then, you know, starting the medication as well. Does that answer your question?
It answered it and more. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for being vulnerable. That's something that a lot of us deal with anxiety and a lot of us deal with depression. And it's something that's not often talked about. And especially I feel like in motherhood, because that's even more of like, oh, I can't say that I'm exhausted and I don't maybe have the energy to play with my child right now, or I don't have the energy to cook dinner or to get out of bed. So thank you for being vulnerable and for sharing that. That's super, super real. And it happens to a lot of us, and we're not talking about it to bring awareness enough to it.
And then the fact that I was just, yeah. I love the tools that you just shared that you used of like, okay, you actually put your mind and your body into something else. And that was something that was helpful because you were giving and something you believed in and you're giving of yourself. And that sometimes distraction, right? Then you went to therapy and therapy actually, and you put the work in, and a year is not a short amount of time to then even from there decide, okay, you know what? The next step would be to go on medication. And I just love that that was kind of your process of like, you didn't just like, you know, try one thing and like, okay, it's not working, nothing's better. You did, like, you kept going and tried different roads, which I think is sometimes so important that we need to sometimes just try something else, right? And so you just did that in three different ways. And so, yeah, thank you for sharing just kind of your road with that, because I think that really is helpful. And it's not a shame thing that, like, eventually the thing that actually was able to give you that relief and maybe a sense of joy again in life was that you were able to help maybe just rebalance where your mind was at with everything. So thank you for that. So neat.
Yes, you're welcome. I'm happy to share it with you guys. I think there's just such a stigma around mental health and depression. And I really think, like, if your arm's broken, like, you go to the doctor and the doctor, you know, can put a cast on it. And the same thing is true with your mind too. A lot of times we can, and I think it's good, like you said, like in what I did too, you put in the work, you try to do other things, and if it's still not working, it's okay to go talk to somebody about that and do what you can to be a, for, if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your husband, do it for your kids. And you know, you'll be all the more, I should say, I was all the more better for it.
Amazing.
Thank you for sharing that.
Well, and especially since I was like, you probably have a few of them, but do you feel like there was something that stood out within the journey, whether in motherhood or business or both, but just kind of like challenges or obstacles that were in the way during these last maybe like 3.5 years just of time, of, especially, yeah, motherhood and business, but that you really have noticed that you've had to kind of overcome?
Yes. Yeah. The biggest one that stands out to me off the, you know, top of my head is just that work-life balance. And I'm still working on it. I am not perfect at it. But about a year into my business, so Simply Organized took off a lot faster than I intended it to. I just thought, like, I would do a project every now and then, maybe once a month, you know, for a friend or somebody. And, you know, we're end up doing multiple jobs a week and needing to hire a team. So it grew faster. I should say the Lord blessed it and allowed it to grow faster than what I was intending. So the things that we had in place weren't working anymore. I was too focused on work. I wasn't spending enough time with my kids. By the time I got home, I would not even want to make dinner. You know, like, I was just tired. I just wanted to lay on the couch. So, my husband and I had to sit down and talk about that work-life balance. He actually said to me at some point, like, this is too much. Like, we need to talk about this. And so I was like, okay, if he's bringing it up, because he's so patient, and if he's bringing it up, it's bad enough. So we sat down, we talked about it. I decided I'm going to only work specific days of the week and still make sure, like, my phone goes off at a certain time. You know, I'm planning little things. I'm planning my posts out for the week so that I'm not having to do them at a certain time every day. And just being able to shut business off. Because when you own your own business, you don't just leave work, turn off the light, close the door.
Right.
You know, you're done. Like, I'm constantly thinking about it all the time. So being able to have a spouse to be able to bounce those things off is really helpful. But then also having that time to just say, let's, our phones are down, we're done, and we're going to focus on being with the kids. And, you know, we have certain times that we work and certain times we don't. So, again, not perfect at it, but that's definitely been the biggest challenge as it's adjusted throughout, you know, the last couple of years.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's a lot. The work-life balance is so hard. And then add on to that of owning your own company. It's even harder because, exactly, you're the company. So you're always thinking about it, or like, oh shoot, I didn't do this, I didn't respond to that email, or I didn't tell that person. Or like, it's like a never ending list. Mm-hmm. So just that, that structure and that order that you're able to put into place, like, well, we have to shut it off sometime. So yeah, shutting off your phone, not getting notifications, all those things are so huge to implement, and they're hard. So you're amazing for doing those things. It is.
They're so hard. One of the little things that I started doing was I don't respond to text messages that I get until I can sit down at the end of the day and respond to them.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I'm late to responding to people, and it's not always taken super well, but it's the only way that I can manage it until Apple decides to let me mark a text message as unread so that I can go back and do it. It's just, yeah, it's hard.
Absolutely. I always wish for that feature as well. I'm like, why can't you just be, yeah, like, pinned at the top unread at the end of the day? Like, you need to go back to your phone now and go respond to those people, because that's one of my it's not a toxic trait. I was going to say that's one of my toxic traits. It's not a toxic trait. I would say the way you just presented it was such a balanced trait. And I love that. And I think a lot of times with me is, yeah, I read it and then I get overwhelmed to respond and then I don't respond. And it's been 3 days and I'm like, I am the worst. And I don't like that about myself. But yeah, if I could just, but I also clear notifications. I don't want all those little red.
I don't like those things sitting on my phone either. They drive me crazy.
You're like, well, what do we do at this point? I was gonna say, there's probably so much satisfaction that happens in your mind, especially these days that you're working these jobs, is because I'm like, I know on like my minuscule level of like an organization, just, you know, a drawer, even just a drawer, like,
that's so good.
I don't know if every person's like this too, for it's just certain personalities, but I was like, it's something like, it gives me so much joy. Like, to, like, even just cross off. Like, I'm like, if I didn't write down what I already did, I go back to my to-do list and I write it down.
And then cross it off.
I totally did. Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
So I'm like, I know that's probably a personality thing.
I love it. Because I'm like, oh, my gosh, Shani, you forgot that you already accomplished this.
Exactly.
Make yourself feel better. Write it down.
Absolutely. We got to celebrate all of our wins.
Yeah.
No, it is the most satisfying job because – we go in and you, within, you know, the span of a couple hours, we're able to totally transform somebody's space. And sometimes they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, like having those reveals and that stuff. We always say when the team and I leave, we're like, this is so fun. Like just to be able to see it through from start to finish.
I love it.
Yeah. And you're bringing that peace and that calm back into someone's home. And that's so beautiful. So they hired you. They did that work of finding you. And they're like, okay, this is what I want. And then you're able to do it. And you're able to bring that calm and that peace into that, even if it's just the pantry or the refrigerator. Because like when you open that up, you're like, I can see everything. It's labeled. It's all in the most beautiful Container Store clear bins that I dream about. I literally am like, I need to buy them. I'll only feel good if I have clear bins in my home.
I need my strawberries with Simply Organized font on it.
I need my labeled. I do.
But seriously.
That's true happiness, right?
It is. I'm like, oh, it feels so good.
But it's something about I do think it's something about a little bit more with the female mind of like that overwhelms us when, and a lot of times it can be different in every home, but a little more typical that women are running their homes, right? The ones organizing, you know, the pantry and the refrigerator. But it gives like such just peace, like truly. Yeah. I'm like, I know my day goes harder when I'm like, the coffee just spilled on me because the cream fell out on top of me because this was organized because I shoved everything inside. And wow, if I had just organized it and taken literally 2 more minutes, it went slow. And just rather than just, but that's me.
No, it's true. That's one of the things I say. If it takes 10 seconds or less, just do it now. Put the coffee back, put your toothpaste back in the drawer. I have a hard time doing that still. My husband's like, why is the toothpaste out? It took you 2 seconds. There's a little bin for it right here. It's labeled toothpaste. Put your toothpaste back in there. But no, I think like as moms too, we're just, our minds are like, okay, I have to go grocery shopping and then I have to do this. And then I've got to pick this kid up from here. And oh no, my kid spilled their milk. So it's hard to accomplish everyday tasks. Like not everyday tasks, but it's hard to accomplish like those big ones like organization and keeping your pantry a certain way. So that's why we're happy to come in and help those people because we know life gets so busy, and to just have that one thing done, it's just like such a breath of fresh air, like you said, and then it's that much easier to tackle the next task. Sometimes they don't even need us to come back.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool.
That is cool.
You're bringing a little, because it can feel so overwhelming. Like I know, like I'll open a closet and I'm like, I don't even know where to start. My daughter will pull out everything I'm trying to put away. She's going to play with all the dog toys, but everything in her, it's like that feeling of like you can only do that nap time or then at bedtime. And it's like, well, then that's the only time you spend with your husband. And that's when you clean the kitchen and that's when you prep for the next day. And it's like, it can feel so overwhelming. So that is a good point. If you guys come in and bring that little semblance of order, that then is a domino effect for the rest of the home, which they're able to fill in those gaps. And that's so beautiful. And I just had a question because I know we have to wrap up a little bit. But as we wrap up, what would be an encouragement to a mama that is maybe, or a woman that's trying to start something, start a new business, start a new venture, and is not really sure where to start, is feeling that overwhelm? What would be something that would have been encouraging for you to hear and that could be encouragement for someone else going through that season?
Sure. I would say it's important to do research yourself. And it's important, it's not important, but it's okay to ask for help for those around you that are leaders in the business, or just somebody that you admire that's even started a business, to give you kind of some tips that they wish somebody would have said to them when they first started out. And then to keep learning and to keep growing. I think once people see, I'm trying to think of how to say this, once people see your passion for what you're doing and see that you've done the research and it has worked in this manner, it has worked for you, or it has worked for somebody else because of this, people are going to see that and they're going to be attracted to it, and they're going to want to, they're going to, I'm trying to think of how to say this, sorry, they're just going to want to be around you, I think, hire you, whatever it may be, because I think I was really afraid to establish myself as a leader in organization, because I wasn't necessarily like credentialed at the time as a professional organizer. But I did a lot of research. I did stuff in my own home. I did stuff for, like I said, for friends and family. And then was able to build upon it, use my own knowledge, and then reach out to other people and do coaching calls and learn and just grow. So I think my answer would be like, keep learning. And as you learn, that passion will continue to grow. People will see that passion and they'll just be drawn to it too.
Yeah, that's such a good point. And I think what you said was so true of like, imposter syndrome is real. We feel like, oh, we can't say that we're this because we haven't done X, Y, and Z of what someone would say of like, you're not credentialed. It's like, okay, but if you have an innate passion for it, if you have a gifting for it, if you have the ability to do the research, to do the hard work, that a lot of times is more than being credentialed. And there's nothing to say, like, it's not bad. Go be credentialed. That's amazing if that's something you can do. But I think there, when we have a natural tendency towards something, we sometimes get scared of like, well, what if that's not enough? And your answer was so beautiful. It is enough. And you can do the work yourself and put in that time and ask for help and ask the experts, because experience is the best teacher. And so I love that answer of, yeah, you do the work, you do the research, you put in those hours and figure out what applies to you and what you want to then have it apply to your business. And that is so much of it. So thank you for that answer. I think that was very
You applicable. Said it very beautifully. Oh.
You said it. I just rephrased it in my own words.
You said it beautiful. Yes. You guys, 10 points for both of you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. This just means so much to us of you giving your time. And we know you've had just a busy day. You've been busy all morning long and afternoon, and you aren't ending it. So we just thank you for your time and sharing your story. And we know that there is going to be a lot of women who resonate just today with a lot of truths, because I know I did. And I know you probably did too.
Yes. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We are so happy to have you.
You guys, honestly, it was my pleasure. I love chatting with you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Hey Mama. We're so thankful you decided to join us today, and we hope you go forward in your day feeling encouraged and seen.
Here are a few ways you can connect with our community and support the show. The first way is to share the show with a friend via text or Instagram. You can follow and leave a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And finally, follow us on Instagram at For Mama Birth.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week for another episode.